With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Cougar cubs have been found in Michigan for the first time in more than 100 years. State biologists with the Michigan DNR confirmed there are two cougar cubs on private land in Ontonagon County in the western Upper Peninsula. The cubs are believed to be 7 to 9 weeks old. This is the first time cougar cubs have been verified since the big cats were hunted out of existence in Michigan in the early 1900s. The cubs were spotted and photographed without their mother. Cougar cubs are highly dependent on their mothers, often staying with them for the first 2 years of life. Although cougars are native to Michigan, most of them now appear to be coming into Michigan from western states. The DNR has verified 132 adult cougar reports, but DNA testing has confirmed only male cougars to date. The cubs have not been spotted since March 6th. You can see photos of the cubs at WXPR.org. PFAS and nitrates were among the concerns as the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board got an update on challenges for drinking water in the state. At a recent meeting, the board heard from Steve Elmore, drinking and groundwater director for the DNR. Elmore said around 90 public water systems in the state exceed new federal standards on PFAS chemicals. Elmore says additional funding is needed to work with those with private wells.
Particularly for testing where we have some known concerns, like in counties where we've already found it, say in a public water system nearby or in other wells nearby, or we have a known plume of PFAS in an area, we need to work to test more private wells to interrupt that exposure to these harmful chemicals.
Nitrates were also a concern for Elmore.
Something like 30 to 40 small public water systems exceed the nitrate standard for drinking water every year. And in some areas of the state, about 20% of private wells exceed the nitrate standard of 10 milligrams per liter.
Other worries included funding for groundwater research, disinfection for public water supplies, and cybersecurity for drinking water systems. National Groundwater Awareness Week is now in progress. Spring is a busy time of year for wildfires in Wisconsin. As temperatures warm and things dry out, brush that catches on fire can spread quickly, especially on windy days. The Wisconsin DNR is urging the public to check fire danger before burning outside. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles. Nearly 170 wildfires have burned over 450 acres already this year in Wisconsin. That's four times more than a typical year at this time. While most of that has been to our south, as the snow continues to melt, the fire risk will increase in the north woods. Fire officials anticipate the fire danger will be on an upward swing over the coming weeks until there is significant precipitation. Lakeland Pantry, based in Arborvita, has been helping people in the Oneida County vicinity since the 70s. They run the operation entirely on donations and grants. Lorna Springgate is the director of Lakeland Pantry.
For the elderly, sometimes it's either food or their medicine. So when they come here and they find out that they don't have to pay for anything, and everything that we offer, from the clothing, the books, to all the food, a lot of times they just break down and cry.
They have multiple programs to help out, not just with the community, but also with local schools. Hope in a Backpack and the Snack Program are a few of the programs they have. In 2024 alone, the pantry provided over 540,000 meals. If you would like to donate or volunteer, you can visit the Lakeland Pantry website. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has canceled two programs that help states, tribal governments, schools, and food banks buy local food from farmers. That includes more than $16 million in Wisconsin. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports.
The cuts halt more than $1 billion that schools and food banks were expecting this year. Iowa Food System Coalition Executive Director Chris Schwartz says more than 300 farmers in the state have already planned on that funding.
This is the kind of stuff that sends farms into foreclosure. This is the kind of stuff that people lose their homes over. And so here, these are people that have been good faith partners with the effort to provide nutritious food to Iowa's children, and we're just going to be hanging them out to dry.
Advocates say the funding cuts will also impact the kids who rely on school lunches for nutrition. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
When Republicans are looking for a political boogeyman, they point to liberal mega donor George Soros. Democrats recently have been answering with a villain of their own, the world's wealthiest man and close advisor to President Donald Trump, Elon Musk. Now the billionaire's influence on politics is colliding in a spring election that will decide whether conservatives or liberals control the Wisconsin Supreme Court in an important presidential battleground state. Both Musk and Soros have spent large sums on the race for an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, making them easy targets for the candidates in what is expected to be a close election. The Michigan Supreme Court has selected a new Chief Justice with the upcoming departure of the current incumbent. The justices have chosen Megan Kavanaugh to succeed Elizabeth Clement, who announced her intention to retire from the court by the end of April. The decision opens the door for Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer to make an appointment that would leave the Democratic-backed justices holding a 6-1 court majority. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.